Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Need it the most? Awarded the prestigious National Edward R. Murrow Journalism Award for coverage of breaking news. News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police are investigating a double homicide as they say two males were found dead outside on Stevens Avenue near Northland Avenue. Police say they responded to the call just before 3:50 Friday afternoon. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the confidential tip call line at 716-847-2255. A status conference and the continuation of a detention hearing was held for David Jacobonis in federal court in Rochester on Friday for his involvement in attacking Congressman Lee Zeldin at a campaign rally in Fairport back on July 21st. During the conference, the judge asked the defense to submit an evaluation from a mental health expert about the defendant's mental health issues as well as his alcohol issues. The detention hearing will continue on Thursday, October 6th at 2 p.m. The 20th annual Buffalo Wing Festival kicks off today with gates opening for the event at Highmark Stadium at 12 p.m. Tickets are $20 per person at the gate, with children 8 and under gaining free admission. Joe Beamer got the chance to chat with world-renowned competitive food eater Joey Chestnut, who is competing once again this year in the chicken wing eating contest.
This is an awesome event. It's impossible to get full during the contest. It's all a technique food. You have to have the right technique for the flats, the right technique for the drums, and also to hope your technique for that day is working with the wings and drums of that day. They can be cooked a little bit different. They're a different size, and some people's technique works better than others, but I'm hoping my technique works well this year.
Hear more of Chestnut's appearance over at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald. Some of you know me as Mr. Fitness. And today, I'm going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. We're going to talk about this right after the 11:30 news, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with a thunderstorm in a few spots this afternoon, high 84 degrees. An evening thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, low 67. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms around, high 75. Then for Labor Day Monday, it's going to be cloudy with periods of rain and a thunderstorm, high 73 Monday. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Thanks, Mike. 76 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Buffalo.
Paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic week and an even better weekend. And as you know, we always bring a lot of things that are very relevant to what's going on in Western New York to you. And this morning, we're going to continue on a conversation we had with attorney Lindy Korn about a case that she and her team is working on right now. You may have heard about this case. It has to do with Canisius College. So first of all, good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
And Lindy, in studio, I have Kat McCall, who is with your firm, and Brian Melber, who is also an attorney working with you from Personius and Melber. So we have three legal experts on the phone, and also on your end, we have the three plaintiffs who are involved in this. We're going to simply call Jane Doe 1, 2, and 3. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, you want to just... Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that one special facet of the process of this case from legal representation is that... you know, Kat and I are with the law office of Lindy Korn. Brian Melber is with Melber and Personius. So we are collaborating as a team on this very important case. And I just wanted to highlight that because it's really a new way for lawyers to help one another from different fields. And it really makes a better legal team. And I think that our collaboration is meaningful to our clients and special to us.
I understand. Tell us a little bit about this case.
Well, I'm going to ask Brian to carry that ball right now.
Brian.
Sure. Linda, we represent three young women who were student athletes at Canisius College. All three of them came into Canisius as star athletes, joined the track and cross-country team. And instead of having a great student athlete experience, what they found was that the team had a culture of discrimination, harassment, and abuse against the women team members. That tone was set by the coach. The coach was hired and supervised by the college. And in that context and in that culture, all three women were subjected to sexual assault by a male team member. And the school, that those assaults were reported to the school. They happened over a course of more than a year. The school failed to investigate, the school failed to take corrective action, and the school failed to protect these women. So it created a program where they were subjected to harassment and abuse because they were women athletes, and the ultimate result was that each one of them was assaulted and then not protected after the assaults happened.
Kat, I'm going to switch over to you for a second. You have three people who are plaintiffs here. Does that make it a stronger case?
I think it certainly can, especially in this instance. And I think one interesting thing about this case and a tragic thing about this case is that had the college and those in power done, done the right thing in the first instance, that there would not have been a JD3, that JD3 would not have had the sexual assault and experience that she did had, you know, things been handled properly in the first instance.
Okay, and JD, we're talking about Jane Doe, Jane Doe 3. Okay, we're not revealing the ladies, young ladies' names. Lindy, when did this happen?
I don't have the complaint with me at this moment, so perhaps that's a question that someone else can answer.
Okay, Brian, maybe?
This happened sure. Over a course of more than a year between 2017 and 2018, Linda.
Okay, and Brian, one of the problems is that this was brought to the attention of the school, and you're alleging that the school did nothing about it.
Yeah, the first of the three assaults was reported almost immediately to the coach, and then that report, as according to the information and evidence we have, made its way up into the administration through the athletic department, And the school failed to investigate that properly, failed to get to the bottom of it, failed to begin a Title IX investigation process. And almost a year later, the assault of the third of our clients happened. And that was a direct result of the school just failing to take the proper action.
Wow.
And Linda, yes. Mm-hmm. I would just like to say, yeah, this is Lindy. I would just like to say there was also, we have alleged, a reporting by another student who was associated, I believe, with a student newspaper who had no relationship with JD 1, 2, or 3. And he wrote a letter, and that letter was ignored as well.
Mm. Kat, when do you think this will actually come to court?
I mean, by the time, we just recently prevailed on the majority of our claims on a motion to dismiss, so we're beginning the discovery process now, so that could easily take, you know, a year or two. So I imagine, you know, when all is said and done, it might not see a courtroom until 3-4 years from now.
It seems like, you know, I understand, you know, justice is blind and she holds the two scales, but it seems like when it takes so long, it doesn't help, you know, your plaintiffs when they're just kind of in limbo, you know, waiting for this, you know, to be heard.
I agree.
So, go ahead, Lindy. I will say one other thing about that. The court, the Western District of New York, has a mandatory mediation process. And Linda, we've talked about mm-hmm. mediation before. And so that is something that is ahead of us that who knows what will happen, but that's another process that could create some justice sooner.
Mm. So it could go to mediation.
It will go to mediation.
It will go. What do you hope gets resolved in mediation? How do you think, or how would you hope it would get resolved?
Well, that's a very complicated process, but basically I would hope that our clients would be heard. We would, of course, listen to the other side as well. And in mediation, we wouldn't be necessarily resolving all of what happened, but we would be resolving what kind of justice can be had, both monetarily and making sure that there's prevention going forward. Those would be some of the themes.
Is Jane Doe 1 available?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Listen, let me ask you this. What made you come forward, and how long was it before you realized there was a second and a third alleged victim as well?
So I guess, you know, you know, being a student athlete and signing on to college is like supposed to be one of the best times of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a little. But then, you know, as a kid, I was taught growing up is if you see something that's wrong, if people are doing the wrong thing, speak up, go to an adult. You know, that's what you're taught your whole life. You know, so after I started seeing, you know, all of these things, these bad things happen, and I heard about what had happened to Jane Doe 2, and then you start to see this repeating with Jane Doe 3, you know, it was the time to speak up. And unfortunately, in our experience, you know, I did follow that philosophy that you're taught as a kid. We all did. And unfortunately, the adults that were there, they didn't help. So, you know, when you do everything that, you know, you're told is supposed to be the right thing and there's nobody there to help, that's kind of where we were at with, you know, taking it one step further, looking somewhere out for someone outside of our environment to hopefully help us and to hear us.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing is we definitely were not heard.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Thank you so much. Jane Doe 2, you're here with us as well, right?
Yes, hi.
Hi, listen, so did you ultimately change schools and are you still running?
No, I finished out my schooling at Canisius.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one of the three of us to be assaulted by the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up it was too late for me to switch schools at that point. And no, I did not run anymore after what happened.
Oh, that is such a shame. And our young lady number three, Jane Doe number three. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing with the time that this is all taking to get to court? How are you doing with all of that? And how confident are you in your team? They certainly feel like they are ready to go, and then they have certainly have your best interests at heart.
Personally, I know we all agree that the sooner the better with everything, but we know we're in good hands, and we know the time will come for justice.
And what do you feel would be justice?
Well, personally, I know there's already been a coaching change within the school, but I think something needs to be done within the school so that it doesn't happen again, first and foremost, and something with Huckle and the perpetrator as well.
Mm. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you. Brian, let me ask you this. What could have been done differently?
There's a lot that could have been done differently, Linda. When the first report came in from the first assault, Canisius should have immediately initiated a Title IX investigation. It should have interviewed every witness. It should have gotten to the bottom of those allegations and then taken appropriate action, not only with regard to the individual who assaulted our client, but also within the program. Now, Title IX has a process where the school has a responsibility not just to identify an individual who's responsible for a specific act of assault, but to identify and investigate and then do correction for any person in the system, in their school, that is discriminating against, harassing, or not giving women equal opportunity in an athletic program. And in this instance, that Title IX process should have been pointed at the coach and at this program, so that the tone of the program, that the culture in the program, and that the coach would have been held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have made a world of difference. And they failed to do that at that time. They failed to do that when the second report came in. They failed to do it for months and months thereafter. And it wasn't until well after the third of these three assaults took place that the school finally began a Title IX process. But even then, Linda, they didn't focus any attention on the coach or the program. They simply focused on the individual who had, the male team member who had committed the assaults. That was a mistake, and it was never rectified by the college. They still have never looked into this coach. They've never taken appropriate action about the coach and the program, and they continue to not take that action.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there time-wise, but we will be talking about this again soon here on Senior Radio. But the bottom line is Lindy Korn is all about discrimination and discrimination cases. If you find you need her services or this incredible team, please give her a call at 856-CORN. That's 856-CORN with a K. Lindy Korn, age discrimination, sex discrimination, religious discrimination, so many different cases, and mediation as well. Her number is 856-CORN. That's 856-KORN. You may want to call her today.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I rather be? Nowhere else, because Senior Radio is happening. This is what's important, because it's important to you. All of the things that we talk about are important to you, whether we talk about legal services, places to live, your social life, how you look and how you see yourself. And that's going to be the focus of our next segment. I'm so happy to have with us here my wonderful friends from Our Salon. Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the co-owners of the salon. Now, I've been going to the salon forever. It's always been great, but I am so looking forward to see what these folks bring to the table, because they're so passionate about what they do. Our Salon is at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx, that nice little white house you see. Their number is 633-3401. 633-3401. OurSalonBuffalo.com. I go, and every time I leave there, I'm feeling better about myself. Now, let's face it, my hair isn't the same way it was when I was 25, all right, or 30, going to Our Salon. I'm 66 now. My hair has changed. But when I leave, what's consistent is how great it looks. You got to go to good people to get that kind of result. And Phil and Tara have a whole salon of great people. So good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And I have to tell you, it's an experience every time I go. And I think a lot of people depend on you folks for that experience, whether they're men or women, because you're seeing us professionally, how we're looking, how we're wearing our hair, how we've changed maybe with an illness or with COVID. And you're dealing with the person so we can move on for the next 6 weeks or so and be confident that we're looking our best. You really have a lot to do with a lot of people's self-esteem and their inner confidence. And I know you take that very personally.
Yes, Linda. Absolutely. A couple things we want to touch on is COVID hair and men's grooming. You know, first of all, we'll talk about COVID hair. Most people have been losing their hair after having COVID. Don't panic. Within 3 months, it'll start to grow back. Yes, will it fall out? Overall thinning. Yes, it will, but don't panic.
Well, that's important, because there's a lot of people I know who are listening right now saying, I thought it was just me. No, COVID will do that. Even now, if you've had it or you're just suffering from the effects of everything COVID has brought us, which is it that you lose your hair? Can it be both?
It can be both.
I think so.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerves and stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that definitely. Definitely. But 100%, though, I mean, people are thinning and you had COVID. Most likely it's from actually having COVID, being in the house, being stressed out, watching TV, things that are going on today in the news. I mean, all these things, you have nothing else to do besides watch, listen, and absorb it. You got to break away a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, Tara, that's why the consultation that you have someone for a new client is really just as important as the client who's been with you for 10 years.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's the number one thing that you need to do. You need to talk to people. You need to know what they're about. You have to know inside and out, because it is a lot about the inside, not just the outside. Mm-hmm. So if we work on that and we do that, I think that everything just falls into place.
Nobody will ever just sit in a chair and get a haircut at Our Salon.
Absolutely.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Because you know that it's so much more than that for the person. And there's so much that you can help them with, whether it's their texture issues or dryness, or they want more curl, they want more bounce. They want to look in the mirror and see the person that they are on the inside. And you can help them achieve that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we offer smoothing services, you know, perms, highlights, color. Sometimes by just getting a little peekaboo color in your hair, little highlight service, all over blonding, darkening, you know, razor cuts, regular cuts. I mean, we could do so much. We actually have a smoothing system that'll smooth down that unruly hair of yours for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll actually fade out, or we can actually do the one that's permanent that actually starts to grow out.
Wow.
So to smooth down people that have that unruly hair, you know, but getting back to the whole COVID hair, you know, a lot of people have noticed different changes in their hair and they don't know how to deal.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should definitely come and see us to say, how can I fix this? How can I make this better?
Right. And I must say, the product line that you carry is so, I mean, you have to almost have to be a scientist to really know what you guys do. Everything is complicated. It's changed, but there's a product for everybody. Don't just go to the supermarket and pick a shampoo and wonder why your color faded. I mean, it's important if you're going to invest in a haircut, take a good look at the products that they now make to keep it looking great.
That is the number one thing Phil says to everybody. He says, you go to the doctor prescribes something, you go get that.
Mm-hmm.
You get it prescribed. We're the same way. We're prescribing this for your hair.
Right.
Buy it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Walgreens and buy anything off the shelf. You're just going to ruin everything we just did.
Right.
We're not trying to sell you to make money. Mm-hmm. We are trying to make your hair better.
Right.
And to make it recreated at home. People, number one thing they say, I can never do what you do at the salon. Yes, you can. If you get all the tools and all the knowledge and you do it, I will sit here with you for hours and show you exactly what to do because you are going to do it at home.
Right.
If you use everything I use.
Plus, you wouldn't give them a haircut that they couldn't reproduce.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's,
I mean,
just ludicrous.
And so many people, you know, it's almost like going to the dentist. They have a fear of going to a good hairdresser because they think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come out, you know, 180 degrees going the other way and that's not what I want. But they actually maybe could use that because a lot of people haven't gone to a good hairdresser in a long time. And it's just like going for a physical. You can't treat your hair like you did 20 years ago and say, well, this is all I do. Because you know what, folks? It looks it.
Absolutely.
It looks it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Look around you.
Right.
Look around. Go through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mall. Look at people around you and say, do I feel like I look like the best I can be? You know, do you want to be the best you can be is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do you want to invest in yourself? You know, you'll spend $200 at a dinner.
Right.
Or $100 at a dinner.
Right, not think anything of it.
Not think anything of it. But you're wearing this hair every day.
Right, every day.
Every day you're wearing this hair and you're looking at it. You know, and also when we change things on you, color, things like that, we give recommendations for makeup. You know,
yes.
Because you have to change your makeup.
That's right.
You have to change your makeup. You have to sometimes change. And then that will eventually should melt down and say, oh, maybe I should get a new outfit.
Right.
Even if you buy one new outfit for yourself, you know, to make yourself feel great.
And it amazes me, too, how many men come into our salon. You have a lot of male clients because they are looking also to hey, listen, guys are in the workforce a long time. Women are, too. But they understand that it's important to show your best self. And the grooming, how you look to somebody else, is super important. And a lot of times you'll have to point that out to some of the clients, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
Tara,
Lord.
Right?
Tara has some issues with grooming.
Well, my issue is you're coming to me to get your hair cut. What about that beard?
Mm-hmm.
What about those eyebrows? We need to do everything. You just have to manscape. Just make yourself a better everything.
Right.
Your hair is going to look amazing. Why not make everything look amazing?
Yes.
You can't have an incredible barbering haircut, you know, very edgy, and have one eyebrow across your forehead, Linda. There's no way. There's no one eyebrow, okay? We're going to divide those, and we're going to make them cousins, not twins, and we're going to detach them from your hairline.
Right, yeah. Well, just like when you go to a doctor, you want to make sure the doctor's giving you a physical. He asks about a lot of different things. Well, that's the same when you go to a good professional haircutter, a good stylist. And let me say, they're not all created equal. You guys make sure that you and your staff, whether they've been with you for years or they're brand new, are going for constant education. And that's something that you make sure they do. It's not
Absolutely.
Something that the state recommends.
Nope.
Oh, no. The state recommends nothing
right.
for continuing education.
Nope. It's all on us. And we love it. We thrive on it. We, what's the word? We, I love education.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
I just love learning. I feel so good after it.
And I've been around for so many years, you know, and so I'm to the point where that's my thrill is to educate my staff.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave it there because I want everybody to be able to get to the phone and make their appointment. If you're looking in the mirror and it's time to take another picture, our salon is waiting for you. You'll probably see me there. 633-3401, 633-3401. Oh, yeah, well, I'm great with tinfoil in my hair, but it's fantastic. Come on in, 7158 Transit Road, Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. And you tell Tara and you tell Phil and everybody there, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police are investigating a double homicide as they say two males were found dead outside on Stevens Avenue near Northland Avenue. Police say they responded to the call just before 3:50 Friday afternoon. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the confidential tip call line at 716-847-2255. A status conference and the continuation of a detention hearing was held for David Jacobonis in federal court in Rochester on Friday for his involvement in attacking Congressman Lee Zeldin at a campaign rally in Fairport back on July 21st. During the conference, the judge asked the defense to submit an evaluation from a mental health expert about the defendant's mental health issues as well as his alcohol issues. The detention hearing will continue on Thursday, October 6th at 2 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
As promised at the top of the show, I am now going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. Well, it's not actually a secret, but certainly not enough people know about the great benefits now being offered by Erie County Senior Services, especially the life-enhancing programs being offered at the many senior centers throughout the county. You know, I've actually heard it said that the senior centers are just for old people who just sit around all day. Wrong. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. With programs like the University Express Lifelong Learning to keep your mind stimulated and active. There's health and fitness seminars, falls prevention education programs, and the national award-winning group fitness program, the Erie County Club 99. And something, of course, that I'm very excited about, and that is the new Commissioner of Senior Services, Angela Marinucci. You know, just the other day, while talking to Angela, she told me that her goal and her focus is to make sure that the work and programs of Erie County Senior Services will no longer be the best kept secret. Her mission is to inform each and every person over the age of 60 about the tremendous calendar of events and activities being offered by Erie County Senior Services. I know that I can speak for everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo and After 50 Magazine when I say that we are here to support the work of the new Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, Angela Marinucci.
For more information, call 858-8526. That's 858-8526.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hey again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're getting into that warm time of the year, and that's a good thing, except for one thing. It's bug season. You noticing bugs everywhere? I'm pretty tolerant. I actually pick them up and take them outside, except for ants. I found an ant in my kitchen and freaked out. But, you know, it's funny because I was reading this article and I didn't feel so bad. Fossil hunters in northern England discovered a unique sandstone that had fallen from a cliff and cracked open to reveal a fossil so large it required four people to carry it back to the laboratory. Even more shocking was that it contained a fossil of an anthropod, a 326 million year old millipede. And this was no ordinary bug. It was 8 feet long, 22 inches wide, and 110 pounds. That means it was as big as a car, if you were to lay it out. The giant millipede supplants ancient sea scorpions as the largest bug ever to live on Earth. a nightmare sure to haunt the dreams of any exterminator. So I didn't feel so bad about my one ant in the kitchen. Anyway, folks, you know, it's funny because we talk about a lot of serious stuff on Senior Radio. And we were talking to Roxanne Sorensen earlier, and we were talking about the fact that what people fear about getting older is a loss of control over their lives, a loss of independence. And we were saying that between her business, Elder Care Solutions, and what the Stamm family specializes in is you keeping control of your life. And there's no better way to do that than to listen to them when they talk about the basic three, and that's your power of attorney, your will, and your healthcare proxy. If you don't have those three things going for you, you will have no control over what happens to you down the road. And that's the biggest fear with getting older. So let's welcome in Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, and Amanda Townsend, all experts when it comes to these subjects with the Stamm Law Firm. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. But it's true, isn't it? A lot of people just, you know, don't want to deal with this. And yet, they're scared to death to lose control if they get older.
Linda, you couldn't be more correct. In fact, my brother and I, in some of our advertising, we mentioned that exactly. If you don't have even the basic documents, hence where we got the basic three from, and you don't have the ability to name who you want to be your power of attorney or your healthcare proxy agent, or even what's going to happen in your will, other people that you may not want will be making those decisions. And it could be a court, it can be the state of New York, it can be a lot of people that nobody wants involved in their business. So absolutely correct. When we started telling people about the basic three, boy, many years ago now, it's truly the cornerstone of estate planning from the simplest on up, because these three documents are the documents everybody should have. Now, yes, there are people that come in the door that need trusts, whether they be complex trusts or simple trusts, irrevocable, revocable, whatever. There's a lot of people that come in that want to do things with their houses that are, you know, life estate deeds or what have you. But the basic three, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, and the will, are absolutely essential for every person. If you're young, it's essential because when you have children, you get to name your guardians. You get to name your trustees of the child trust. As you get older, you get to be in control of who's going to make those decisions. I mean, think of how important a healthcare decision is if you're incapacitated and you have a team of doctors and staff looking at somebody saying, what should we do? Think of how awesome that responsibility is. That's why it is so important. The word control, Linda, you couldn't have started off better.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. Your healthcare proxy. I mean, yeah, there are times where you may be sick enough not to be able to make decisions for yourself. But that could be temporary. You could get well. Nobody's saying that you need the healthcare proxy because you're always going to die. You could come out of that coma. You could get well to find out someone has made decisions that you didn't even want making decisions for you on behalf of you. That's very scary.
Well, and that's what you're saying about the word control. You're controlling your own decisions even when you're unable to make a decision. You're controlling who are the people that can make that decision in your time of need. And my brother's right, Linda. Every person above the age of 18 needs these documents. Do you know that we have kids going to college and our children sign healthcare proxies before they go?
Yeah, it makes sense. It really, really does.
Because what if they're in a school in Ohio or in Pennsylvania and something happened to them? And they're in a hospital and a decision has to be made. The doctors may say, well, do we have a healthcare proxy allowing you to talk to us? Because with today's HIPAA laws,
right,
and the other healthcare laws, it's not easy for a parent or a spouse just to start talking to doctors. They want something in writing.
That is so true. And it is so true. And it's just so important to keep that control and to make sure that those are your wishes. Same with power of attorney and same as your will. And for people to kind of go through life thinking, well, this will never happen to me, or This will just all go to my kids. You are kidding yourself. That is not the way the law works.
You're right about that, Linda. And I would always tell my clients that the power of attorney itself is one of the most important documents you could ever have, even at any age, because, like you said, you keep that control by designating an individual to help you with your affairs in the event that you cannot. And if you don't have that in place ahead of time, then your family is left with the very complex task of, you know, petitioning the court for a guardian to be appointed. And that's something that can be avoided so easily by handling these things now.
Absolutely. Now, that's Amanda Townsend you're hearing with Brad and Brian Stamm. We're speaking with the experts from Stamm Law Firm, 631-5767, stammlaw.com, with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And also, folks, we might have people who are in denial saying, I don't have an estate big enough for a power of attorney and a will. But that's really besides the point. Because, as we say, you lose all control of everything if you don't have these simple documents in place.
And that's also correct, Linda. Coming to us now can avoid so many problems later in life. I also handle the estate administration in the office, and so I typically meet with families after someone has passed. And no matter how big or small your estate is, it's important to, you know, look at your assets while you can, while you're living. Try to set them up so that your family does not have a mess after you're passed. And it's something that we do with our clients every day.
Yes, you do. You did it for me. I can tell you I'm a very happy client. Let me ask you this. If someone has a will in place previously, and now their circumstances have changed, their benefactors have changed, everything has changed, and they need to update this, but they did this will or this power of attorney with another agency, can they come to you and have this revised?
Linda, absolutely. You can. We can do a new will, update a will. We see a lot of people that have that exact request. We need to update this will. This was from 25 years ago. Our kids were all little, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely. We update it. Pretty simple. We go through the process. We make sure everything's covered. We want it to be as complete and as thorough as possible. And then we have them sign an authorization that allows us to get their prior will, because one of the most important things at that stage is to make sure that prior will gets destroyed, because the new will is going to supersede that old will. And we have regulations we have to follow to make sure that that prior will is no longer around. So, yeah, it's an easy thing. You know, the nice thing about wills, you're not signing anything irrevocable. You are in control. Again, this is the theme that we're talking about. You are in control. You can come in. You can make changes to your will. It's it can be as simple or as complex as you want. And of course, that's going to depend on the situation that the family's in.
Now, let me ask this, and I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but once I sign my will with you or my power of attorney or my health care proxy, what happens to that paperwork? Does it get filed somewhere?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, the wills that we have signed and witnessed are sent down to the surrogate court's clerk's office for filing. So they're always on file at the public office downtown. We keep copies. We always give our clients copies. The powers of attorney and the healthcare proxies are not filed. We keep those with us. We give originals to the clients. But what we advise them to do is take them to their banks, take them to their financial advisor. The healthcare proxy, give to your primary care physician. If there's another physician you regularly see, if you're going in for surgery, these are the things you bring with you. For example, I just had one today where they signed his healthcare proxy. On Monday, he went to the hospital 2 days ago, and they said, do you have a healthcare proxy? And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be signing one on Wednesday. So you know, it's because hospitals need those documents on file before they have a surgery or any other consult. So it's nice when you have it done, you bring it with you, and you hand it right over to them.
Now, let me ask another question, a practical question. What if something were to happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, and now my husband has to deal with it afterwards, my death? Does he contact you about the will and the power of attorney and all of that? How does that work once someone passes?
Yes, Linda, they should. should definitely call our office. That's something that I help families through, whether we need to probate a will or not. We walk you through each step and definitely step in to help families during a difficult time.
Linda, just let me clarify for the listeners, because this is really important. And this is how we describe it to the clients when we're meeting with them. The power of attorney and the healthcare proxy are what we call living documents, mm-hmm. because they die when the person dies. But they're so important while you're alive. That's what we're trying to stress to everybody, is these are the documents that help you while you're living. And if you're incapacitated, you're in a coma at ECMC or Buffalo General, these are the things that allow your life to continue through your agents. So important. Especially the financial stuff, whether it be investments, what have you. You can't just have those sit idle. Too dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pass away, that's when the will takes over. And that's why the three of these are documents that we take very seriously when we're doing a plan for people, to make sure that everything is in order and complete.
Well, we have to leave it right there because we're out of time, but we'll be talking about this again in the near future. I'm speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and Amanda Townsend, all of the Stamm Law Firm. If you need them, folks, I guarantee you're going to get the answers that you need at 631-5767, stammlaw.com. These are the folks I go to. I trust them, and you should too. They're right off. Their offices are right in Williamsville and Clarence. And tell everybody, you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Senior Radio Buffalo, Linda Pellegrino here with you, as we are every weekend, with some great knowledge and some great guests coming in, all to help you navigate what we call our senior years, our wonderful years, where most of us are not working anymore and kind of doing the kind of things that we've always wanted to do. Maybe travel is on your list. Well, here's your science fact of the day. Located in Venezuela, Angel Falls is the tallest waterfall in the world, and you thought it was Niagara. At 3,212 feet, the fall is so long that in warmer months, the water turns into mist before it reaches the stream below. That's interesting. I wonder how much of Niagara's water turns into mist. We see that big mist cloud every time we go by it. But yeah, if you ever want to know that in trivia, Angel Falls is the tallest waterfall in the world. Well, listen, we've got Niagara Falls, and it's right here in Western New York, and we share it with Canada as well. And here in Western New York, we want you to know we've got some real experts on your side when it comes time to taking care of you and your family. Now, we've spoken to Roxanne Sorensen before. She's the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Mom or dad need some answers. What are we going to do? Mom and dad need some help. They need extra help. Where do we go? Maybe one of them has suffered an accident. Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's a sister or brother. Maybe it's a child. Doesn't matter. The name of the company is Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. But nobody has the answers for everybody. But Roxanne sure has a lot of them. So Roxanne is here this morning with a kind of a partner, another advocate for you, Brad Stamm of the Stamm Law Firm. Many times we've talked about the fact that Roxanne will call the Stamms and have them come in when they find that the family needs financial advice and legal advice, as well as where they can move forward with their loved ones. So a lot of times, Roxanne will work with folks from the Stamm Law Firm. In this case, Brad Stamm is here. So welcome, Roxanne and Brad. Nice to have you here in studio.
Nice to see you again.
Oh, wonderful to be here. Thank you, Linda.
Nice to have studio guests again after
COVID. That's great.
You know,
I love it.
Seeing people's faces
yeah,
in person.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Listen, it's imperative that people check in with you, Roxanne, get you on their side, and get people like Brad also on their side, because there are some questions to be answered as we get older and our care. We don't have those answers, but a lot of times you can find those answers for them, especially when it comes to taking care of our loved ones.
Absolutely, and I look at all of us as advocates, as Brad has mentioned before. And, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. We all need an advocate. We all get sick. We all go to a hospital. You know, even maybe your car insurance isn't right. You still have to advocate for yourself, right? So there's no difference just because we're aging. And I think we kind of just forget that after retirement, we should still continue to do planning, but we stop. And that's where we come in. I mean, Brad and his team and the finances and the elder law portion and me with the case management, it all fits. We're a puzzle. And I like to think of us all putting it together and being the glue that holds these families together.
Because we really don't know what's out there. We don't know the answers to these questions. We don't even know the questions until they're put to us. Imagine, folks, a board game, okay? And, you roll the dice and you're two steps in. That's pretty much where you are if you get sick. And all of a sudden, you have to start making some decisions on rehab and then where you're going to go after that. But if you have Roxanne and you have Brad on your side, just go to the other end of the board. Because these folks are going to save you months of time and effort with questions, because they have the answers.
I like the board game analogy.
Yeah.
We could be Jenga.
Yeah,
we could be Scattergories and Game of Life.
Hey, Monopoly.
And Clue.
I like Monopoly.
I mean,
we're halfway across.
Right. All the way around.
You know, Linda, the reason our two businesses, if you will, work so well together is because families, when they're faced with these situations, they need help with the facility or the location or the placement of where their loved one's going to be. Think about how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the difference when people say, oh, this place isn't good or this place is wonderful. You want the best care for your loved one, right? Period. And that's step one. And that's where Roxanne and her team come into play. They're the best. And then you have the other pieces that fall in behind that. Okay, how are we going to pay for it? Are we protecting assets? What assets do we have?
Mm-hmm.
What sorts of monies are available to either pay, or is there some way we can plan for the future? And that's where my firm will come in working with Roxanne. And that's why we're so perfect when we do this together, because we're helping every aspect of this situation.
And Roxanne, as we know, if we're looking for a rehab, we're looking for a nursing home, they are not all created equal.
No, they are not. And that's something you have to think about when you're doing all this planning. I mean, I always hear the whole taboo of, oh, protecting your assets, and it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Who doesn't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all live by dollars and cents. You know, leave enough. I always tell Brad and other people I've talked to, leave me enough money. I need to be able to still care for that person. If you want to shelter somebody, great.
Mm-hmm.
But leave enough so either I can maintain them at home for a certain amount of time, or let me buy my way into a facility. I'm not asking the buildings to not get paid. That's not what we're looking for, and
no.
Neither is Brad.
No, of course not.
We want to make that person whole, and by doing what we do, it helps them stay and become whole.
And when you're looking for a facility, you also know which ones are still being hit by the staffing loss.
Absolutely.
Which ones don't really have the credentials that others do or the high ratings.
Agreed. And, you know, no building is created equal, like you said. And right now, everyone is in a desperate situation with the staffing shortages. You know, my hardest job right now is telling families that's as good as it gets. Mm. And I even live it. So yeah. It's not easy to even
Linda,
say it.
We have a case right now, perfect example. Somebody needs a very specific level of care that not all facilities can provide. Mm-hmm. And so while the person might be like, oh, or the loved one, who, let's say, who's looking around, oh, I like these three. You know, Roxanne may have to say with me, those three can't provide the level of care your loved one needs because your loved one needs specific type mm-hmm. of care. And that's really where the advocate comes into play. Someone like Roxanne's team and herself who have all this knowledge, they know every facility. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. They know them all. And that's where they come into play and say, listen, here's where you should be looking. If you did not have that person to go to and ask these questions, you'd be literally walking around town, not a clue. Oh, let's go in here. Let's see what they have to say. You'd have no idea.
Plus, the thing is that both of you are you're kind of like a great ear for these families. I would imagine the families aren't always in agreement when they come to see you.
9 out of 10 times, they're not on the same
Sometimes
page.
They're not in agreement because they don't have the knowledge.
Right.
They don't have the information mm-hmm. that's necessary. And that's where our best advice is usually, let's get the proper information, and then we plan from there.
And we do a lot of mediation, I mean, for the families, if you think about it. You know, those out-of-town siblings who think they have all the answers and the in-town sibling is burned out and they're getting corrected and why aren't you doing it this way for mom or dad? They need someone to just bring them to the table, mm-hmm. put them on the same page. And by the time they leave with us, they at least have the strategy. They take the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
Of course I care what happens to your loved one, but it's not my mom or dad, right? I can be objective. Brad can be objective. We paint a realistic picture. You may not agree with us, but at least you have the facts going forward, and you'll have the right documentation. Yeah. We'll have the right facts on the finances, and you can do it on your own. You can try it on your own. But how many more people can lose their jobs from taking time off because they got to meet mom at the hospital mm-hmm. again? That should never happen.
You know,
use the resources.
And Linda, there's some people that think they know how to do this, mm-hmm. whether it be lawyers or whether it be care managers and other people like Roxanne. If you think you may know it, you don't.
You don't.
This is a very specific area of law, area of care, and you need to understand the numbers, you need to understand the facilities and all those people in between.
I hope we have people listening saying, okay, that's my duo because I need this help and I don't know where else to turn. And I can tell you folks, you're picking the right duo because you don't see this cooperation in a lot of other cities. They just don't even have this. They don't have what Roxanne does. They don't have Elder Care Solutions and you're on your own, but you don't have to. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 716-823-1476. Tell everybody you heard both she and Brad on Senior Radio Buffalo, and you got to get in on this. Brad Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, their family helps your family every single day. They're on Worley Drive. Give them a call at 716-631-5767. And always remember, they are regulars here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.